Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Refresh Podcast. I am your host, Sound the Droid 28. I'm here with my co-host, Curb So Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, let's go!
God.
Nemesis.
I'm sorry.
Yo.
Chum.
He just snapped his fingers.
Nothing from him.
He just snapped his fingers.
And today we are here with two special guests. We have Mark.
My boy.
Right here. I'm right here, guys.
I'm doing good.
You were too late.
And I'm here with a person, a personal friend of mine, Jay the Loner, because we're both lonely.
We're all lonely. We don't have girlfriends.
I do.
Yeah. I swear to God, right, young,
let's get in this
young
fucking episode.
Okay,
first,
hang on.
Shut up, Curb. Shut up, Curb. I got an announcement. So I got an announcement to make. We will not be recording another episode of this podcast until the summer because nobody has fucking free time now.
So we're going on a hiatus.
So as soon as summer hits, like basically summer break.
So as soon as June hits, guys, we're gonna come back and we're gonna be better than ever. We're gonna have a plan. We're gonna have a
record every week, bro. Record every week.
Yeah,
now I know what you guys. Now I know what you guys are thinking out there. Holy fuck, this is my favorite podcast. I love
it. Did you guys
There's only three views. Don't even do that.
Shadow Legends.
Okay, we're not sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends anyway.
We're not
at least
sponsored
not
by
yet.
Anybody. We're not going to get
like
not
sponsored
yet.
By Steel Series. We don't have a rough time editing it.
This podcast is sponsored by Fire. You all ever be like cold and shit? Try Fire.
Sponsored by Minecraft.
Guys, I didn't get the script.
Yeah, we can't. There's no script. Shut up.
Let's not do this shit again.
That was stupid.
You're bringing up those jokes.
I'm supposed to say that, right? Because that was
Joe Mama
was in the script, right? That's what was in the script, right?
Let's not do this shit. All right, we're not Fitz. We're not Swagger Souls. We're not John on the Radio.
See, you're reading the script too.
Hey, look, I'm more famous than most of you. Okay, I'm just kidding.
That's very
untrue.
Yeah,
for your rap music.
Well, actually, I have a rap career, so I kind of am.
I like to.
By the way, boys, we are recording
this
cool.
At 8:29.
We are recording this at 9:29, so we're all fucking tired. We want to get this shit over with.
Yeah, let's get this on the road so that way we can actually, you know, record more in the summertime.
Okay.
So we're going on hiatus, guys.
I want to
start off with shit that gave me, like, PTSD.
Can I start off by saying, how have y'all been, man? It's been a couple weeks, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I haven't heard from you guys
I've been good.
So long.
You're late ass motherfucker.
Okay, just information.
The first podcast we went late because we all made sure we were there.
I went to the kitchen.
And then the second
drink.
Episode, that's... you were late and you said, "Hey, yo, what's up, guys?"
You were like, you were literally 45 minutes late. All right, the whole podcast was done. Yet you had to join the last second. We had to add on to it.
That was the first one.
Exactly. Don't do that.
So,
anyway,
Curb, go on with your thing.
All right, yo. So I've been pretty good. So, ladies and gentlemen at home, I know you probably don't care about this, but your boy just got accepted to college. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Nice. Good job. Nice. Good job. Now you all just
everyone clap.
Money.
Yep.
Does that mean we get to get?
Y'all reading the fucking script? Clap.
I don't have a script.
Clap your hands!
I don't have hands.
Clap! How are you playing a game right now? What are you doing?
Sponsored by Geico.
Shut up!
Geico.
Show me the Carfax. Show me the Carfax.
That's the wrong insurance company.
I'm just gonna say this, boys. If you all live in Topeka, I'm sorry. Your hockey team is leaving. It's going to Kansas City. Y'all are fucked. Fuck Stormont. I'm just kidding. I love you, Stormont Vale. You're a good hospital. But
I'm on my PS4, right?
Like charging the team like a bunch of fucking money.
So
at this point,
PS4,
Lamar Hunt
right?
Jr. is. You know who Lamar Hunt Jr. is, right?
No, I don't. I don't play
He's
hockey.
The owner of the Chiefs.
Oh, wait, that's football. Is it? Or is it? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's football.
Okay. I want to do something.
Anthony Davis is on the Lakers now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I killed eight people.
What?
That's great. Wow.
Whoa. Awesome.
There's porn on my PS4.
I love how he said that out of context.
No, like, there is. There's porn on my PS4. On Twitch.
Okay, I have
something. I'm going to continue on. So, Lamar Hunt Jr. said, amazing 20 fucking years in Topeka, but we have to leave because Stormerville's like charting us too much shit. So, hope you all enjoyed their time in Kansas, and let's go pilot
stream.
And so, all right, so next, I want to hear Curb say another time he almost killed somebody.
Okay, yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's, no.
Threw
that's,
a bat through okay, a window.
Mark, I've never told you this, I dragged somebody in fifth grade. Okay, look, for me, fifth grade was a very difficult time.
From context.
I hate kids.
But no, like, there was a reason for it. There was a kid that was bullying me. His name was Malik.
Malik.
Okay, exposure.
A kid named
Malik. Well, technically, he doesn't even... I don't even know where he is now, so...
He probably listens to the podcast.
If he comes by this podcast, whoop the freaking do, but you know what, whatever.
Let me ask you a question.
He's probably not going to recognize your voice by now.
Dog, like, yeah, it's exactly, like, okay, so, I met, so this kid, there's this kid in Malik, I just moved to a new school, and he was bullying me, and,
if people bully me, I'm just gonna fucking snap and, like, cuss out, maybe throw a couple punches or something.
I don't do that, bro. I was a chicken.
Let's punch small kids.
I was a chicken, bro, like, honestly, I was a twink. But in fifth grade, I had enough, dude. You know? So I started chasing him, and he's not that fast. I'm really fast for a 300-pound man, but...
Oh. Wow.
Roasted yourself out here, huh?
Well, technically, it's more of a compliment to me. I'm a really fast guy, but I grabbed him by the hoodie.
He's a bad guy.
I grabbed him by the hoodie. He fell to the floor.
Someone killed me.
Like, I grabbed him by the hood of the hoodie. You know the hood? I grabbed him and he fell over.
Oh, like the shit that's hanging off the back?
Yeah. He was more of a Fat Albert archetype.
What? I wish the... Dude, if the viewers can't at home... I know the listeners at home can't see, but Curb just got a new Ahego hoodie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't just get it. I had it for a while. I bought it and I showed it to Mark first. He thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
he thought it was pretty cool. So that was awesome. No, it's faster. Like,
it's just covered in a Hega. Why couldn't you get the fucking colored one? Damn.
But no, it's like...
I got to go potty.
And then I grabbed him by the hoodie, and I dragged him. I dragged him around the playground.
In the mulch.
And then you know what I did after that? I ran into a corner in the playground.
I ran?
And I cried.
And fucking punched the shit out of him.
No, I cried.
Why'd you cry?
Because I wasn't trying to do that.
You're proud of yourself, man. You stopped something before it even started.
Okay. What do you mean, dude? It happened for 2 years. The bullying was 2 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, and he kept messing with me, so I had enough. I dragged him by the hoodie.
I can understand that.
And it was one of those black... It was one of those pro-black schools.
Oh, I know the schools you're talking about. I had to go
to school like that. And it was a public school,
Yeah, that's the worst kind.
Okay. It's I want to terrible. Hear
they had to call my mama, and I had to call his mama. And we had talked it out.
To call his mom?
Because he got injured. He got dragged in the mulch.
How bad?
How did
into the mulch.
What type of injuries? Like, did he break a leg sprain?
He sprained an ankle.
Shit his pants.
No,
he didn't. Okay. He didn't poop or pee his pants. He he sprained an ankle by tripping on the metal thing.
He did not commit of a poop poop.
And I dragged him face first. So.
Ooh, no, that's the worst kind.
I didn't get in trouble for it,
though. Hotel boots!
Yeah! Okay. No, like, okay, let me tell you right now. I didn't get in trouble for it, though. Yeah, I did it.
So wait, are we like telling
dude, no consequences? Yeah.
You wanna, that's your you fucking wanna... signature sound now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 let's go.
Okay, okay. Give me a second. I want to go around and see. Well, I want to go around and just talk about everyone's name. Like, where'd you come up with it? Why'd you pick the name you have right now?
You have cum salt.
Yeah,
you have cum salt. I want to hear that. I actually want to hear that. What? How'd you get your name, bro? How'd you get cum salt, bro?
You lame. Your mic's like
mic's messing up, robot. My dude.
God he dang did it! Hang on purpose.
So basically, I was just playing a game with some weirdos, and everyone. Was
I thought you got it from like Schlatt.
No.
Pig Schlatt. Really? Pig Schlatt.
Your mic's doing that weird thingy again.
I'm back. Are you Jake from State Farm?
Are you Jake from State Farm?
Jake from State Farm?
Oh, you fixed it. You're good.
Calling it.
Yay!
So if you want to know the story of my name, I was playing
my mother gave it to me.
A bunch of retards. And I've had different names over the years, like chocolate sponge cake, other stuff like that.
Gunk cake.
Wait, I want to know how Gastertine got his fucking name.
All right,
Gastertine.
So, oh wait, I can tell you that actually. Like me and him can't tell you that.
Basically, I was into Undertale.
He was a big Undertale nerd. This, which,
yeah, I
was going
12.
Through a phase where like he sniffed his own farts Undertale. In a jar.
No,
that's not. No, I met this. Okay, so I met Mark about 2 years ago. A good on 2 years.
Yeah,
and he told me about how he got his name. He was a big, at that time, he was a big Undertale fan, and he kept sending me Undertale memes.
Yeah,
and when like, you sans, but you're not fun. Omega lol.
I tried making like a name Kena with
music.
No, God.
Oh yeah, Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Now I know how Jay got his name. It was from eating a sandwich.
But no, it's like, but no. What happened was, we played back when Fortnite was a big popular thing. We played together.
Oh, it still is.
No, his Epic Games name is God of Hyper Death.
Yeah, I was
Azriel, Dreamer. Yeah, God of Hyper Death.
I was really stupid at that time, and I can't change.
Yeah, we used to play with this YouTuber. Named the Ghetto Hog, but
that's so racist. Oh my god.
The Ghetto Hog.
It was a character channel. But nah, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about what happened there. Okay? That's a whole nother podcast.
Alright, Nemesis. How did you get your name? Like Nemesis Cold.
To be honest, I don't really remember how. I think I made it when I was like bored out of my mind, and I was like, you know what, let's combine random good words together to see what sounds good, and that will be my new channel name.
You thought of Nemesis Cult.
Yeah, Nemesis that's the Cold. Best I could do.
Yeah, yeah, I almost called guys, you welcome Nemesis back to Nemesis Cold.
Cold.
Dude, yeah, by the way, yes, I
did. Where did you get Nemesis Cold from?
He's trying to explain that.
He said he was making up random names, like mixing up two words to see what would fit together.
Dude, I know. I do
your
that
YouTube
all
channel
the time.
Name. And apparently he came up with
chum salt.
Cold.
And before people say, I'm pretty sure this is spelled. My name is spelled wrong, but I'm too lazy to change it.
Nemesis is cold.
Yep.
Nemesis is cold. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's
supposed to say Nemesis Cold.
Yes, but I misspelled it, and honestly, I didn't really care. I was keeping it like this the way it's easy.
You can probably change your name.
I probably could, but I'm lazy.
Yeah,
I can tell you right now. My name is kind of the same, because I was like, oh, what two cool words would fit together? Silent and Droid. But I completely forgot about the YouTuber named Solid Droid with two D's. When making this name, so I was like, oh shit, I just changed it on my Xbox, I can't change it now, fuck, I have to use it everywhere.
I went through about three names total.
Yeah, I've done the same thing
in my whole life when it comes to social media, or at least when it comes to actual usernames.
Can I tell you something crazy?
What?
I've gone by 10 names in the past
one of them curb 5 years.
Yeah. Okay, I've been by 10 names in the right now my name is Sophomore Jinx, which is my rap moniker, it's my rap name. But I've gone through 10 names. I'm going to list them for you, okay?
Okay, go. Let's go.
So the first one was DJ Wolfman.
Eli So Cray.
DJ Wolfman. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
DJ Wolfman on YouTube. And then
okay.
Demon
Gucci Gamer XD. And then
that was
Zach Attack the Third.
You're gonna make me have a Zach Attack.
And then Izuku Midoriya, which is the anime character. Izuku Nigoriya.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That could be taken. One of those words in there can be taken out.
It was a black Midoriya. Shut up.
Hey, I remember that. Why do you think I changed my name from Chum Slut to Chum Salt?
On Discord, I used to go as Borderlands Lover
Tracy.
Okay. Here's all my names.
Tony Bamboni.
A lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Curb So Crazy. And now Sophomore Jinx.
Dude, I miss Curb So Crazy.
Yeah, I miss Curb So Crazy, dude. That was a good name.
Well, it's still my name. People still call me Curb, so shoot. I'm just going by my rap label. Yeah,
you need to change it back eventually.
Okay.
Well, soon. But I'm talking about, like, I'm going by my rap to promote my music, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to promote my fart tune music.
What?
You said you got
Yo,
your name from a
female Sims. He's trying to fart in your face. What are you doing? Why are you just standing there? Get in the crease.
What?
Okay.
Get in the crease.
To the power.
Kind of like curbs. So I've gone by so many different names. First, I had like my actual name in the name.
And my name is Sir Hammington the Third. I like him.
Nay, baby 23.
That's a good one. That's a classic right there.
If you're wondering why I'm laughing so weirdly, it's because I'm tired as hell and I'm fucking having a laugh.
Nay, baby,
yay. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell my names while you guys are being illiterate retards.
Come we're always illiterate.
I'm going to slap you.
Okay. So basically, it started off with Tin Guy in my name. I had Watermelon Fruit, well, because I'm black.
Why do you call it fruit?
I don't know, okay? I was coming up with...
Did you just you can't say because you're black?
No.
I am.
Yeah, you...
I didn't just
say... I'm not stupid. Yeah, I'm not an actual retard, bro. I listened to what you just said. You said because you're black.
I never said that.
Bro, I will
like
reach
my new profile pic.
Dog, I
swear to God. Oh yeah, my old one. It was a picture of my eyebrow.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, so then the other one was possibly normal.
All right, chief. Let me make this.
It used to be my PS4 right. name as well. Then
Master
it was not
chief.
So normal.
Fuck.
Then it was Toon Munch.
Then I'll be right back.
Oh, we're screwed. There's three people with full diamond armor. No.
All right, I need to find out my previous names.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Then it was possibly Average.
Oh, God, it's Anarchy.
And then it was Chocolate Sponge Cake, and I was going to keep it like that until I got Chum.
You okay, buddy?
No, there's a Steven Diamond Armor.
Oh.
Well, maybe you should freaking leave the game so you don't die if you're that worried.
I died.
Yeah. Okay, at least then get off the game and join the podcast, for real.
Hello, podcast. It's so clean here. Let's talk about tax information.
No. What about tax fraud?
You actually been avoiding that for 65 years.
69? Am I right?
My God.
No, it was.
So we gotta wait for. So while we were waiting for Kurt, what else? What other fucking stories do you guys have?
Okay, I can tell my tea time story.
All right, I'm a be right back.
Okay.
Tea time story. What was it? What are we?
So basically, it was just tea time. The end.
I can read
about the British Queen and shit.
I can read a Florida Man article.
Tea crumpets.
Hey, Macanina. Macarena. Okay. I'm sorry. That was very inappropriate of me.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I just want to be a fart.
Anybody got any good stories?
I can read a Florida man.
I farted in a library.
I think everyone's farted in a library once.
No. It was a specific special moment. It was in a Lego book.
Was it silent but Disney?
No.
No, I farted in a Lego book.
Oh, wait, why?
Erectile dysfunction.
Hey guys, did you guys used to watch Functions? What was it called? It's been so long.
Time for your checkup.
It was the one with picking robot monkeys. It was on the channel Disney took over.
I don't know.
You're talking about the monkeys with like the red dots
Disney
on their head?
Yeah, Disney XD took over the channel. It was Jetix, I think it was.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I've never watched the show.
Like, I've heard of it. I'm trying to remember the name.
My favorite show.
Yeah, that was
a good show. Fidelsky was alright, but Phineas and Ferb was better.
Phineas and Ferb is a classic.
Like every other goddamn degenerate out there. Every other.
Could we watch an Olive Garden commercial?
Yeah.
Why
no. No. I don't want to be craving breadsticks right now, okay?
Because that's where family.
Exactly. You trying to be bruh. She trying to read.
Ew, do you guys mind if I read a Florida Man article?
Only if you include the name so we don't get sued.
Okay, I'm gonna see if it has a name.
Or at least the person who made the post. Man.
Oh, it's cotton. All right, chicken.
From FloridaMan.com.
Oh, it's finger licking.
What? From FloridaMan.com.
FloridaMan.com. Hold on. I need to see if this shit's real.
Should I tell my mind juice story?
Can I, after he's done, can I read a bunch of quotes from Mr. One Life?
Sure.
From
FloridaMan.com/hospital.
It actually is a thing.
Florida man sets hospital bed on fire to get nurse attention. A Florida man who felt like he wasn't getting enough attention set his hospital bed on fire, according to the new science.
Cumcake!
Oh my god.
Beach I'm back. I'm sorry.
We're looking at Florida man.
Authorities say John King attempted to setting a plastic bag on fire as he believes it would get the attention of the Advent help. New Cimarron police, who he felt was ignoring him when he requested they bring him his clothes. His hospital roommate told authorities he saw King set an object on fire. However, he convinced him to put it out. When he returned to his bed, he saw King again lighting a fire. At this point, the room alerted the staff using the emergency button in the room. The explosive in here lit his bed on fire. I can't breathe. The smoke is in the room. The roommate told the staff, Jesus Christ, this goes deep. There are a lot
Once
of
Once the hospital here. Staff entered the room, they extinguished the flames and secured the Florida man until fire officials arrived. According to the hospital, the $4,000 bed was too damaged to be repaired and has to be replaced. King said that he had no intention of harming anyone and simply thought setting a fire would get the staff's attention.
What?
I have a great idea.
Naked Florida man dances at McDonald's.
Let's go around and tell jokes.
Okay.
My that life.
Wow, that was such a great joke.
Stop. Play the Pornhub theme.
Alright, I can put it on. Hold up. Let me grab the sound effect real quick.
I already did it, buddy. Get your ass out of here.
Ew, are you seriously watching porn by yourself?
Nah, man.
Nah, with the boys! If you watch porn by yourself, then you're straight. If you're watching porn with your boys, that's pretty gay.
No.
No.
Okay, we're having this debate right now. If you watch porn by yourself, are you straight or not?
I'm gonna get out of this conversation.
I don't want to retire.
Was that the bass boosted Pornhub theme?
Yeah, I have to turn it down so it's not blowing out everybody's ear.
Okay, I'm about to read a bunch of lines from Mr. One Liner.
Boom, 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 boom.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Hey,
my grief counselor.
Oh
died
yeah! Wait! Okay, that was another one of my names.
Yo, bro, should we read entitled parent stories?
I just want to read.
Wait, hang on. Can I say this before you read, bro? That was also one of my names. It was DJ Headass.
DJ Headass.
Wait.
Headass looking dope.
That was literally the first name I had when I first joined a Discord server.
DJ Headass.
And then did fucking mods get on your ass about it and you completely forgot?
No. What are you talking about?
Why the name, man?
Huh?
I'm the bad guy.
Like, can we actually not be retarded here?
I just wanted to read my
okay,
line.
Okay, the face boosted GTA song.
I'm sorry,
just
please,
play.
Please continue with your story, bro. Like,
yes, please.
Okay. I don't want to retire.
But I'm spinning
on
fire.
I don't want to retire. My grief counselor died recently. All men like to think they are marrying nymphomaniacs.
What?
Some folks remind me of an old TV set. I organized threesome last night. My relationship was with whiskey is on the rock. I'm more confused than a chameleon in a bag of Skittles. I thought growing old would take longer. I've been diagnosed with a chronic fear
of giants. Doing the Jay Schlatt thing where he just reads the first part of the pickup line?
Basically. Not only did my ex-wife drive me
crazy. What he's doing! That's what he's doing! I hate it!
I just got the bill for my surgery. So, what? Who's in hurry? College is like a... It matters not.
Yeah, I might just end up
in or lose. I just found out that I'm going to be a father.
I'm sorry, I'm snorting.
It's a Kool-Aid with a heart on. Money will not make you happy. Making love is great. Too much arsehole can bring on a heart attack. I tried sniffing coke
boys.
Once.
You said we were going to go around telling jokes, right?
Yeah. No.
I'm done.
What did the communists smoke?
What?
Weed.
Grass.
The communists smoke weed?
Who would have thought?
I hate you.
W-E apostrophe D. Wait.
That was so... What console do communists play?
What?
The Wii.
What is up with that? What does that mean?
Oh, I just left my own joke.
Okay, I have a question. I need help. I'm searching for a controller that I can buy so I can play Sea of Thieves, but I don't know what controller I need.
Which What are you planning to
get
play
a PS4?
On?
PS4 controller.
No,
I already have one. It didn't work. I'd have to like plug it in, but then when I plugged it in, it wouldn't let me use my headset.
It only works on Microsoft.
Like only like Xbox controllers don't have that ability.
Yeah.
Basically, so I have to search up Xbox controllers.
Yeah, you gotta look up Xbox One controllers.
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
Meatballs.
It's a big plus. The flag is a big plus.
Did you hear
plus.
The mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers?
They're imaginary.
You're just reading the first line.
Positive.
Yesterday I saw a guy spill all his Scrabble letters on the road. I asked him, what's the word on the street?
It's all scrambled.
What's the word on... I hate you.
It's not even funny. Yeah.
A woman in labor suddenly shouted, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, didn't, can't!
So I threw a can down the stairs and it did the same thing.
So are you guys going to end up doing this? At the end, I feel like at the end of this, someone's just going to do the Arnold clock joke.
So you heard about the...
we can do... So I can say a short fucking entire parent story.
I got a question, y'all. So, you ever heard about that psychic midget that escaped from prison? He was a small, medium, at large.
Don't you dare.
He was a small, medium, at large.
Alright, you know what? I'm starting to think maybe it's time I leave this podcast.
No!
You could just leave. I'm not leaving the group. I mean, I'm saying I'm about to leave this like call.
What happened? No, don't leave.
Yes,
it's almost like you guys keep freaking bass boosting everything.
It's because we said this is gonna be a loud episode. Damn it!
What are you talking about?
You guys do realize I have sensitive hearing, right?
Nate, stop! Yo, stop! Stop! Like, stop! Stop for a second, please. Stop. Stop.
Hey, silent. I thought you were supposed to be quiet.
All right, well.
And I thought you were supposed to be smarter than that.
Hey, buddy.
Sneeze.
Can you calm yourself down? No,
I
get
sneeze.
It. You have sensitive hearing.
Why the fuck do you have to fucking say that shit when I sneeze?
You should have
I was talking to a guy who was saying silent was, why silent was talking so much.
Nemesis.
If you
knew that you had sensitive hearing, why did you just tell us that before we started recording?
Because I thought you guys already knew.
I didn't know. You don't tell anybody anything.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me?
I say it like so often that I thought you guys had already heard it.
You have never told me this. Excuse me?
Neither me.
Dog, Nemesis,
Guess
I met
what?
You.
I told one of you.
Nemesis, I met you through silent. You never tell me anything about your life, dog.
I didn't even know this.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Look in general real quick. I found this picture.
What? Is it hold the fuck up? Phoenix, right?
No.
Oh.
I have to buy
four stickers. Really?
What is it? What is it, boys?
Just look in there. Look in there.
No, I'm on Reddit. I'm scrolling through fucking Reddit, looking at dumb shit.
Oh, Reddit.
I found this.
Look at r/ hold my feeding tube.
Okay, you want to hear?
I'm gonna buy five stickers on Redbubble. Oh yeah, did I tell you that we're sponsored by Redbubble?
No, we're not.
We're not sponsored by Redbubble. Don't believe him, please.
Redbubble.
Sponsored by G Fuel.
No, we're not. Stop. Okay.
God, we'll never really get that.
Sponsored by Rage Shadow Legends.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, okay, we might get that, but I mean, there's a slim chance.
Alright, actually,
do you want me to fucking serve you?
There's probably no way we're going to get it. I mean, we aren't coming back till like June, right?
Yeah, we're going to be out for a while.
So,
you can pre-order it.
We should do a sincere podcast.
Oh, here
pre-order
it is.
Hey,
guys.
I was hoping that's what this was going to be, but... Yeah, I guess.
Nemesis, dude, calm yourself down.
What did I miss?
Where have you been?
Just so you guys know, I'm not mad or anything like that. I'm Honestly, I don't really care. I'm just playing a game.
Cool. I'm just disappointed.
Well, then don't. Oh, well, then don't comment on this stuff. Ryu, you are. Okay, Ryu is literally the actual host of this actual podcast. You're 35 minutes late.
Yeah, dude, you're super late.
But nah, you're fine, dog. We're just talking about random stuff, honestly.
I have to pee.
But nah, wait. I have a.
I apologize. Boys, I gotta go. So we can do this podcast without me.
Okay, but no, like.
Okay, silent.
Hello. Bye.
See ya, Kerb. See y'all.
Bye.
Go away. Okay, there you go.
Okay, anyway, I have a story to tell, guys. Yeah. Can I tell a story?
No. Sure.
What's a story, Grandpa?
All right, Sonny. I can't do it, Grandpa voice. Anyway, a man.
Oh, Sonny, you better sit down, shut up, and listen up, damn it.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Here it goes. A man is driving down the road, and his car breaks down near a monastery. He goes to the monastery, knocks on the door, and says, "My car broke down. Do you think I could stay the night?" The monks graciously accept him, feed him dinner, and even fix his car. As the man tries to fall asleep, he hears a strange sound. A sound unlike anything he's ever heard before. The silence that nearly seduced Ossidius into crashing his ship comes to mind. He doesn't sleep that night. He tosses and turns trying to figure out what could possibly be making such a seductive sound. The next morning, he asks the monks what the sound was, but they say, "We can't tell you. You are not a monk." Distraught, the man is forced to leave. Years later, after never being able to forget that sound, the man comes back to the monastery and pleads for the answer again. The monks reply, "We can't tell you. You're not a monk." The man says, "If the only way I can find out what's making that beautiful sound is to become a monk, then please make me a monk." The monks reply, "You must travel the earth and tell us how many blades of grass there are to an exact number of grains of sand. When you find these answers, you will become a monk." The man sets out on his task. After years of returning as a gray-haired old man, he knocks on the door of the monastery. A monk answers. He is taken before a gathering of all the monks. "In the quest to find what makes that beautiful sound, I have traveled the earth to have found what you have asked for. By design, the world is in a state of perpetual change. Only God knows what you ask. All a man can know himself, and the only then, if he is honest and reflective and willing to strip away self-deception." The monks reply, "Congratulations, you've become a monk. We shall now show you the way of the mystery of that sacred sound." The monks lead a man to the wooden door, where the monk says, "The sound is beyond that door." The monks give him the key, and he opens the door. Behind that wooden door is another door made of stone. The man is given a key to the stone door, and he opens it, only to find a door made of ruby. And so, when he had needed keys to the doors of emerald, pearl, and diamond, finally they come to a door made of solid gold. The sound has become very clear and definite. The monks say, "With the key to the last door, the man is apprehensive to no end. His life wish is behind that door." With trembling hands, he unlocks the door, turns the knob, and slowly pushes the door open. Falling to his knees, he is utterly amazed to discover the source of that haunting and seductive sound. "But of course, I can't tell you, because you're not a monk."
I knew it was going there.
That's a good one. Kerb, I got a good joke for you.
What's up?
Okay, this old man goes to a whorehouse. Walks in, asks for the most beautiful old man.
You're lagging out, my dude.
Yeah, you're lagging out, dude.
I mean, you sound so much like a robot. You could be R2-D2.
Beep, bro.
That just funny.
Okay, so an old man goes to a whorehouse.
Yes, I heard that.
He asks for the most beautiful whore that they have. So they direct him to a room. He goes in. He strips all the way down. The whore ends up coming in, and she looks at what he has. Solid 2 inches. She says, "Well, I'm sorry, honey, but I can't do anything if you don't have at least 8 inches. So he hits his chest. His dick grows 2 inches. Hits it again, hits it again, hits it again. He's at 10 inches now. The whore's absolute fucking flabbergasted at how the fuck this is possible. How big can he go? So he hits his chest, keeps hitting it. Whoa, that's too big, that's too big. So he snaps his fingers. It goes down 2 inches. Snaps it down till he's at 10 inches. So he lays down. She gets on top of him. She gets him inside of her. He's laying there and just says, once I was a rich man.
Oh, my God.
Once I was a rich man.
Oh, my God.
That's so weird. I don't even
know. I got another good one for you.
I didn't even understand a single word you just said.
No, he said.
I got another good one for you, Cub.
What's up?
Okay, this drill sergeant goes to a whorehouse. He gets up into a room. The whore comes in. He strips down. Says, ma'am, I'd like to show you something. He says, okay. Attend, hut! His dick rises.
Oh, hey, my God.
Soldier! Falls back down. A 10 hut, dick rises. Howdy, soldier, falls back down.
So why?
And she takes off all of her clothes and says, "Do that again." A 10 hut, dick rises. It doesn't go down. I said, "Howdy, soldier." It doesn't go down. So he starts jacking off until he comes. The whore's like, "Well, what the fuck did you do that for?" Dishonorable discharge, ma'am.
Hey! Shut! Shut up! Shut up!
Oh my God.
Shut up!
Oh, stop talking! I hate you so much.
Please! Please!
I can't believe you.
If y'all didn't understand what, if y'all didn't understand what he just said,
you're too young.
No, I'm talking about if you guys didn't understand what he just said,
you're missing out on the fundamental part of life.
He was basically telling his dick, he was like, Eddie's soldier, he wouldn't go down. He was jacking it off, and he discharged on her dishonorably.
Ooh. What the fuck did you do that for? Dishonorable discharge, ma'am.
I'm just ordering a bunch of stickers.
Yeah, bro. That
was funny.
Hey, Curb, I got another good joke for you.
Hold on a second. You can tell the joke. I'm listening, but I'm doing something real quick.
Okay, well, Curb, this requires one bit of audience participation. I need two male names.
Big Mac.
John and Dick.
Okay, John and Dick. That'll work. Okay, so there's two brothers. John and Dick are out chopping wood in the forest. Well, somehow Dick cuts off his hand. Well, so John wraps in a plastic bag, takes him to the hospital. I get it all attached and everything. Everything's working again. A month later, they're out chopping wood again. This time, Dick somehow fucking manages to chop off his entire fucking arm. Well, so John wraps in a plastic bag, takes him to the hospital. 3 weeks later, they're out chopping wood again. This time, Dick somehow fucking manages to chop off his own head. John knows this isn't good, so he wraps him in a plastic bag, takes him to the hospital. After hours of surgery, the doctor comes out and says, I'm sorry, there's nothing we could do. John says, I understand, he did cut off his own head after all. Doctor says, oh no, surgery went fine, he just suffocated in that plastic bag he had his head wrapped in.
What?
That's the part. That
I don't
really
know how I feel anymore.
I make you question your very existence.
You're not making me question my existence, more as I'm just baffled by.
Shut the hell up, child! Nobody asked you! God damn it, when did you get back? I thought I lost you in the forest!
Alright, Grandpa, go back to bed.
No, fuck you! I'm gonna go run naked!
Grandpa, go take your med.
No!
Dude.
Honey, is that you? I thought I killed you 40 years ago.
Damn.
Fucking bitch.
Dang.
Who the fuck are you? Are you my grandchild?
Okay, no, wait. Oh, Ryu!
Huh? Oh shit, I have a black child, what the fuck?
No. Okay. These are two new guests, Jay the Loner and Gastrotine 14. They're Jay and Mark. Just call them Jay and Mark.
BT Dub, are we recording or anything? Like are you recording
right now? We're 45 minutes into the recording.
Yeah.
Ah shit, I came in hella fucking late.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome. Do you want to watch the corn?
You pulled a chum.
Ouch.
Shut up, chum. That's sad. Chum.
You want to watch the corn?
We're not going to watch set corn.
Fire to your asshole so I can watch.
Anyway, so. We're going to end the stream here, to be honest, because, you know. Really, this was more of an
sure.
Ryu, honestly, this was more of an announcement stream, dude. I gotta talk to you about it after I cut it off. But yeah, guys, subscribe to the channel. I mean, subscribe to the podcast on Castbox. And stay refreshed, guys. We'll see y'all in June.